Welcome to Your Business, Your Life with Matt DeFrancesco, your personal financial technician. Whether you've had years of success in your business or just starting out, Hylif Financial can help you create a vision for your business, life, and family, and align these for generational wealth. As they say, what happens in your life affects your business. And now, on to the show.
Before we jump back in, can you share with us again, Matt, about you, your company, and then we're going to jump into other things.
Yeah, sure. So again, it's Matt DeFrancesco. I've been in financial services for the last 16 years. And my focus has been in with the small to mid-sized family business, kind of helping them to navigate all the intricacies of that business. And my particular focus now is in the automotive repair, automotive collision space, but I work with a number of different family businesses that are out there. So that's why I think this stuff is so important, because many times, many family businesses have never really thought beyond what's happening on the day-to-day basis. And these are really critical things because, you know, life throws wrenches to you, and you need to be prepared for that, to both not only protect yourself, but to protect your family and your business. So that's where I think a lot of these considerations come in.
We have a couple more things that we want to cover. Just, I felt like it was the right time for us to make sure that we let them know how to find you.
Okay.
So we have funding and income needs still, and we kind of started touching on income needs.
Yeah.
Right there. But how much do you want to go into funding side of it? And then also incentive planning and asset protection.
Okay. So, and a lot of this stuff's going to overlap, because I'll go to asset protection. Again, when we're looking at the different types of like key man plans, buy sell agreements, these type of things, these are all ways to help protect the asset. And we talked about this in an earlier episode, is, you know, looking at disability. Okay. So personal disability insurance, which will help cover income needs, and also business continuity disability insurance, which again will help cover the business in case the owner is disabled and maybe he's a rainmaker in the business. Maybe he's the rainmaker. I mean, I got a client who owns an advertising agency, and the wife is actually an optician. And so they got these two businesses, but the problem is he's the rainmaker for both businesses. So we bought disability insurance, basically both on him to cover his income, but also to cover business expenses, because if he's not able to make rain, we got to keep the business running. Okay. Yeah. Until we can get a contingency plan in place. So that's where the asset protection, and I think both income needs, can fit in. We talked about funding. Funding's an interesting one, because that's, I think this ties in more with, we're going to have a family transition in the business. So it's going to be the children are going to take over the business. The problem is the kids probably don't have the money to do this. So how then do you provide proper funding, right? Because typically, if the owners are looking to transition the business, it's part of their retirement plan. You know, a business owner's largest asset is their business. So now we got to figure out, how do we provide that funding? So, and it's actually cool. There's a lot of kind of cool different strategies, and some of it's going to depend on timing on how this is done. But I mean, there's gifting strategies that a business owner can use, where they would start basically gifting parts of the business while they're still taking income off the business. Okay. So you're doing a valuation and then figuring out what that initial, you know, what that's going to be. There could be also other financial vehicles that are in place. Okay. Where maybe you're utilizing some different types of non-qualified deferred compensation that will then be passed on to the owners, whether through cash value or through loans, that can be used for that. But it's in all developing these strategies to help the kids to be able to, you know, basically buy out. The other thing that we do a lot of is, and I'm stealing this from an attorney, actually, and I thought it was just a great idea. And he talks about, he calls it the family umbrella. And he actually used the example of, I don't know if anybody remembers the Roby family, but they owned the Miami Dolphins years ago. Their stadium used to be called Joe Roby Stadium. And the problem was they never diversified. All everything was under the Roby family. So what happened was, when Joe Roby died, they got crushed with federal estate tax. And eventually, that's why they sold the Miami Dolphins to what was first Wayne Huizenga and now to Stephen Ross, because they had to pay the federal estate tax bill. there's a guy, Art Modell, who he used to own the Cleveland Browns and then moved them to Baltimore, which became the Ravens. Mm-hmm. The Modell family took a different model. So every piece of that football team was a different business entity. So the team was one entity. The apparel was another entity. The stadium was a separate entity. The concessions were a separate entity. The parking was a separate entity. So what happened was they had these multiple cash flow streams, but they were all separate entities under one umbrella. And uh-huh. So what happened was when Art Modell died, it was, the family that had very, very minimal tax implications when that happened, because some of the kids own this, some of the kids own that. So what we do is a lot of times we'll look at the business and say, okay, well, first off, do you own the real estate? Well, we'll create a separate LLC for the real estate. And maybe that's part of the funding process, is that the parents will continue to own the real estate under the LLC and the kids will pay rent payments to the parents.
Okay.
Could be that's one way to do it. One of my clients, they have a collision shop and they have a mechanical center too, where we've separated those two businesses out too. So mm-hmm. now they're separate. So one son will own the mechanical side. The other son will own the collision side. Parents still own the real estate. But it's still all under the family umbrella. This is the idea of creating these family legacies. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's another strategy that we use a lot of times. So again, it's looking at gifting strategies. It's basically, when you're looking at funding, how is somebody going to buy the business? Okay. It could be just in the overall structure on how it's done. Mm-hmm. So the problem is, let's say a business is worth $2 million. Okay. And somebody can stroke a check for $2 million. Well, the problem is again, they stroke the check, but they're going to pay 20% capital gains on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So now guess what? They've lost $400,000 out of that. So instead of having 2 million, they only have 1.6. Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe they've based their income needs off of getting that two million. Okay. Yeah. Now we've got a shortage. So maybe we structure the deal differently, where maybe there's a little bit of upfront money and then payments over a 5-10 year period. So we minimize the tax liability that's on it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many different ways you can skin the cat. It's it's really just kind of coming down and sitting down and what's going to be the ideal situation for the client.
Yeah. And I think it's really good to hear, because I think a lot of, maybe newer businesses are in the process. When you think of your family succession, they just kind of taking over the business. Like, I definitely think of it as like taking over the business. One day my kid will just be given it. But realistically, you still need to live. So just hearing, they have to buy your business in a way from
yes.
you, because there has to be a way for you to keep going and living and not working on the business. And, like we talked about earlier on previous episodes, losing that control.
Yeah.
And I think, by buying you out of a business, you're able to say, it's not my business anymore.
Right.
Whereas if you're giving the business or just passing it on, it kind of creates that control factor you still hold on to a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It could also be, maybe you structure the deal where the parents do maintain a slight ownership mm-hmm. percentage on it. Okay. And again, I think the separate companies, that works really well. But yeah, I mean, there's so many different ways to do it. It really just depends on what the goals are of the family. And then, from a financial standpoint, what's going to make the most sense?
Yeah. Awesome. And so I know we talked about a ton of stuff over these. Now we've talked about a ton of different things. And, there's even pieces that we haven't even really dived all the way into, just because so many aspects of taking this assessment, which is your financial, your business, your life assessment of your finances, and going through all these different pieces. Is there anything that you want to add on before we kind of round this out, since we're on a pie chart?
Yeah. The last slice of pie. So yeah. I think the biggest thing is, again, that start to define what's really important to you. And I think that's where these assessments come in critically, because I think if you try to do it yourself, you can get a bit lost in the weeds. But, having an assessment like this starts to bring to mind, it starts to maybe make you aware of the things that are really important to you that you never even realized before. Yeah. And, I have one of my partners, and she's a consolidation coach. So she specializes in helping shop owners who want to sell to a big consolidator, one of the large MSOs, to be able to structure the deals, business valuation, all that stuff, and then helps negotiate the deals. And it was funny because I've been talking to her about this, you know, the strategies that I'm using. And I say, you know, I can see this being a benefit because you may come across a client who they think that's their only option. Uh-huh. Right. But we let them do the assessment. And then we find out later that, no, I really do want to keep the business and I'd like to transition it on to my family. And we start opening up the conversations. The family's like, well, yeah, we just naturally assumed that we were going to take this over. I've been working in the business all my life. So I think what an assessment like this does, it helps to open our eyes to what's important to us and also what's important to our family. Mm-hmm. And most people, I think if you ask most people, I'll ask you this question. Mm-hmm. We'll see what your answer is. I mean, how important would it be for you if you knew that you could create a multi-generational legacy for your family?
That thing would be super important. I grew up in not a rich household whatsoever. I grew up very poor, a little town in Pennsylvania, right? Like you. And I constantly think about, you know, where I was having a conversation with a friend from back home who just moved to Illinois. He just left last month, finally. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking how crazy it is to have gone out of that town because, you know, Newcastle's where I grew up. They used to tell us it was the most dangerous city in Pennsylvania, actually.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
You know, my house cost $30,000.
Oh, wow.
And that was my down payment on a house in Texas. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I didn't have that financial security growing up. Yeah. Just because, you know, we grew up in a really small town. Nobody had financial security out there.
Yeah, exactly. Growing up.
And so coming now to where we are financially secure, but to be able to create that for, you know, the rest of my family, even my father lives with me. I hope that I can create financial security for him
right
as well in some way. And so I think it'd be super crucial to be able to lead that on so that nobody in my family ever has to struggle again.
Right. And see, so just you by saying that, I would say that the majority of people feel that way, but they never express that because they don't think it's possible.
Yeah.
And what I'm telling you is that if you're willing to go through the process, you can do that. Yeah. And I think that it's like I said, that's what keeps me awake at night. That's what really turns me on is if we can create legacies for families that can last for generations and generations, just like the Rockefellers, just like the Mellons, just like the Carnegies. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think that's really cool. And maybe not at that size, but there's a lot of really cool things that you can do.
Yeah. And I think like a lot of, especially business owners, if you're on social media, you see all these things where it's like, hey, come make seven figures. But like, that's not always the goal for everybody. And
right.
You don't have to make seven figures to create that financial security and create, because it's really creating a path. That doesn't mean yes. that, you know, my grandchildren never have to work a day in their life. It's my grandchildren have a path to never have to struggle. There's
right.
a difference between giving money away and creating that path for them.
So. Exactly. Well, and it's also causes that you're passionate about. I mean, I'm on the, president of the board of our Independent Catholic Foundation, and we help people to create endowments for their parishes, for their schools, for any organization that they're passionate about. And sometimes maybe it's that giving and creating that ongoing legacy through an endowment that can benefit that organization that you're passionate about for years and years to come. And you know what? What's really cool is we can do both. We can help them to create that and to create legacies for their families.
Yeah. Well, awesome, Matt. I'm so excited to have you on. And your episodes are our first of the series for the virtual U.S. Financial Advisor podcast. So I'm excited to have that all go out and have everybody hear and listen to you. And if you're still listening, make sure you go to highliftfinancial.com mm-hmm. and click on Let's Chat or Let's Talk. Talk. Schedule a call with Matt, whether it's to do an assessment like this, to figure out your financial plan, or even to have him, you know, push you in the right direction of who you should be talking to. Make sure you have that conversation and, you know, take this assessment and have a conversation with Matt, figure out where you need to go, because, you know, my paper is filled with writing. And I don't plan on exiting a business anytime soon.
That's right. But there's still a lot of considerations.
Still a lot of considerations of things that we need to do and things like that. So awesome. Thank you so much, Matt.
Oh, no problem. And for any advisor out there, I strongly recommend Hannah's team does a superb job. They do all my marketing for me. I was out there trying to create content myself, which just don't have the time to do. And they've been just knocking out of the park. So please reach out to Hannah and her team.
Oh, I appreciate that, Matt. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. Well, folks, there you have it. We've had a number of episodes just kind of talking through with Hannah on the process that we follow with our clients. And so I hope you find a lot of value in that. And so as always, every person's financial plan is different. So what I'd recommend is that if you see something that resonates with you or like, I need to explore this a little deeper, go to our website, highliftfinancial.com, click on the Let's Talk button, get on my calendar for 20 to 30 minutes, quick conversation, just to see if we might be able to help you create and align your family and your business for generational wealth. So with that, I certainly appreciate you listening. Take care and God bless. And we'll look forward to speaking with you on the next episode. So have a great day. Hey, I really want to thank you for listening to the Your Business, Your Life podcast. If you want to be notified when new episodes become available, click the subscribe button below.
The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of High Lift Financial. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investment, legal, or tax advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified professional with any questions you may have regarding your business or personal planning. DeFrancesco Financial Concierge, LLC, DBA High Lift Financial, is a registered investment advisor. Registration with the United States Securities and Exchange Commission or any state security authority does not imply a certain level of skill or training.